expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
www.mikebroadcastddv.com. We welcome you to another episode, another teaching. I'm already in the middle with Mike Live, and I'm bringing my audience into this show, my Mike Live show here every Saturday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. This is something you can't miss. This is something you can't, this is something you can't avoid. You need to get your Bible and go with me. You need to understand what I'm about to teach you is about to blow your mind. And I call this topic the psychology of a water walker versus the psychology or the mindset of a boat sitter. And you will find these two different individuals in the body of Christ. One that justifies sitting in the boat dry, playing it safe, versus the psychology of one that wants to get out the boat and take a risk of losing it all, getting wet, and not coming back to the boat the same way they left the boat. And you'll find these individuals, both of these mindsets in the body of Christ. And what you're going to learn, deep calleth unto deep. It's going to allow you to understand that what you ask God to do, God will do for you. But if you never ask God to pull you out there, if you never take a step out in faith, if you never jump out and take that leap, like Steve Harvey said, then you won't see those major corporations. You won't see those major breakthroughs. You won't see those supernatural things that can happen if you don't take a risk. And sometimes the risk is you might get a no. You might not walk perfectly on top of the water. You might sink in it. You might be laughed at. Folks might think that you're crazy. And this is all a part of being a water walker. Now, I call this message the psychology of a water walker versus the psychology of a boat sitter. Most of the people you will meet in life are people who play it safe. People that can tell you how much money they make per week and what their salary is. They can set the budget up. They can tell you their three-year budget, their five-year budget. They get everything planned out. They got God down to a science. They got God so locked in that they know exactly what God going to do, how God going to do it, the answer God going to give them, who God. They got God locked in a box. They got God on a string. And I met church folk like that. So if it don't compute in their mind, then it don't make any sense. I've learned that the water walker thinks differently and operates differently. The water walker is much more different. God bless you, Carolyn Williams. God bless you, Jamar Treadwell. God bless you, Jamar. God bless you, Kimberly Stevens. God bless you, Robert Stewart. God bless you, Bishop Caldwell Jackson, the greatest bishop in the world. I realize that some of you are a mystery and a science to others because they sat in the boat when you decided to initiate the risk to walk on water. Jesus Christ talks about four different types of individuals. One that produces 100-fold, one that produces 60-fold, one that produces 30-fold, and one what I call produces no-fold. They're comfortable and just playing it safe. Usually people who become billionaires and millionaires and owners of corporations, they never played it safe. Somewhere along the line, they would tell you the story where they lost it all. People left them. People told them it was impossible. It couldn't have been done. No way, Jose. And these are language codes of boat sitters. And most folk you meet in life are boat sitters. They don't want to go beyond the level of what you call comfort. They like the feeling of knowing that everything is going to work out exactly like they see it before they even try it. That is not the mindset of a water walker. Now, a water walker versus a boat sitter, both of them are contained in the body of Christ. Now, this is why I just wonder why are there not more miracles in the church? What happened to the raising of the dead? What happened to people walking on water? What happened to the people where Jesus said their bodies were made whole? What happened to the one that was bent over for many years and Jesus touched the body and the man stood straight up? What happened to the one that took the five loaves and two fish and multiplied? You know what happened? The church have become boat sitters. We have become comfortable with the church model that makes us feel comfortable that we have achieved some plateau by sitting in some church building for 2 hours on Sunday and think we done achieved something. Where is the pressure on your faith? Where is the thought of, if this don't work, boy, I'm in trouble? Where is this mindset at? Where's the mindset of, okay, God, if you don't come through, I'm going to lose it. If you don't rescue me, I'm in trouble. Where is that at? Because most of us do not take risks. We play it safe all the time. Now, I'm going to say something. I know I'm going to offend some of you, but hey, this is what I do anyway. I'm used to this. I just walked through Atlantic City this past week. And I saw all different types of nationalities. I saw Europeans. I saw blacks. I saw Jews. I saw Native Americans. I saw senior citizens. I saw even young teenagers, even look as 18, standing at the slot machine, putting in dollars, putting in their checks, taking a risk because in the back of their mind, they are saying, I might win. I might make it. I might drop this $100 down on the spot and I might come back with $10,000. And something about taking that risk caused the adrenaline to speed up. Now, I don't want to deal with the self-righteous folk. We know gambling is a sin and I understand that, but I'm making a principle here. Why is it that people of the world would take a risk before children of God would take a faith walk on the water? And some of you watching me here might live and listen to me. You're thinking about, should I try this business? I set this $10,000 aside for my vacation, but something is telling me to take the $10,000 and launch my own business. But it's possible I might lose the $10,000. Brother, sister, jump out the boat and get on the water. Well, Pastor McDuffie, you know, I was thinking about, you know, I had this one room apartment. I was thinking about pushing for two rooms, but my salary, I don't really look up to that, but I am a tither and a giver. I want to trust God for a two-bedroom apartment. Go for it. I'm here to get your lazy behind out of the dry boat and get on the water and try something you've never done before. Church folk, you will find a dime a dozen who play everything so safe. Some of us only give tithes. So you make $100, you give your church $10 a week, and you keep the $90 and spend it on yourself. Why can't one time you take a wet water chance, keep the 10% and give the 90% and watch God open doors? See, that's called a water walker. Why can't you one day take your whole check and sow it into another man's ministry or give it and believe God to make up the difference? See, we don't like to take that faith jump. Now, you did it when you was gambling. You did it when you was playing dice. You did it growing up in the world. Now you got saved. Now you born. Now you stiff. Now you corny. And what I realize in my ministry type, what I attract to me are those who attempt to walk on the water. Now, I call this the psychology of those that walk on the water versus those that sit in the boat. And the term psychology means the study of one who walks on the water and one that stays in the boat. And I've been doing ministry close to 40 years, and most of the church folk I've met always play it safe. They stay inside the boat of comfort. Don't take a risk. Don't take a chance. And your life end up being boring. And you never create a legacy to pass on to your children's children. You don't have anything historical unfolding in your life that your family or friends or community will say, God, that girl took a chance. That man took a chance. Boy, if I was him, I wouldn't have did that. But he sure did it. And I honor him for that. See, we don't look at it like that. We look at it as he missed it. She missed it. He tried it. She failed. At least they tried it. At least they stepped out. What did you try? What did you give a risk to? What have you given that's caused you to say, you know what? Woo! If I give this away, I might be homeless. See, in 2006, my wife and I had paid off our HUD house, and we took the house and we gave it to a deacon in our church. Gave it as a seed faith. And we were homeless for about a month after that. But God opened up two avenues of two homes at the same time. We took a risk by giving away a HUD house. At that time was $360,000 worth, and we only paid $115,000 for it. You do the math. And my realtor was upset with us because we told him that God told us to give the house away, and we gave it away. But within a month, two mansions popped open. Ridiculous. But if you were to tell folk you was going to give your house away, they say, you foolish. You missing it. That wasn't God. That's because one that sits in the boat cannot judge the one that's on the water. I'm going to say it again. The one that sits in the boat cannot judge the one that walks on the water. But check this out. The one that walks on the water can judge the one that sits in the boat. Now, I'm going to break that down to you. And I know, church, right? You're not supposed to judge nobody. Yes, you do. You're supposed to judge. It depends on how you judge. Because the word judge means to execute a verdict or to enforce something and do it with mercy, do it with love. And so you are supposed to judge. That's something else folks teach. Judge not. They take one scripture out of context. When you read the contextual setting of that verse, he's talking about how you judge and how you do it. If you don't do it, if you do it improper, you know, this is where we fall short at. And this is why I've learned that in life, you have to take time. I love you. This guy, Steve, Olympia, I can't make, I love him. I love the guy. I just love him because he's just such a blessing. You know, he has such a way of blessing Pastor Mike, you know, and this is a guy named Steve Olympio. He's my friend, you know, and he's a former cop, a security guy, runs a security business, and, you know, he's been a blessing since my life, since 1997, you know, and he blessed me, and I gave the blessing back to him. He turned around and blessed me again. I am so grateful today. I'm honored. And he took a risk to help me. He took a risk to help me. And those people who took a risk to bless Pastor Mike, there's a day coming for all that helped me and sowed into me. You're going to receive a prophet's blessing. I thank God for him, that God would keep him and protect his family 24 hours, 7 days a week. May God increase his borders, increase all that he does in every seed sown. Those who took a risk to walk with Pastor Mike, who took a risk to stick with me through my prophetic walk, you're going to get a reward. You're going to be rewarded. And so I'm grateful today. I'm humbled because he didn't have to do it, but he did it again. And so when I teach this thing about judging, the Bible says that he that is spiritual judge of all things, but he that thinks natural thinks spiritual things are foolish. So usually you're in the boat and you're looking outward and watching folks walk in faith. You call that person crazy. You say, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't give that. I wouldn't do that, because you don't understand the power of spiritual discernment. But the person that walks on the water and they're living in this whole other world and they see God sustaining them, it gives them spiritual discernment to spiritually see all things. And so I can look at someone sitting in a boat and say, you're dissatisfied with your life. You're not even happy with what you're doing. You're making a lot of money, but you're not even excited. See, I live a life every day where I'm walking in a realm that's beyond my resources, beyond what I can ask, think, dream, or imagine. And God takes care of me. And it's funny, I don't have enough of friends to where I can really say how God is doing it. Because once you talk to someone that has unbelief in their heart, which means they choose not to believe, or they're so fearful, they say, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't take that risk. That's why I don't tell you nothing. So God gives you a handful of others who are also out on the water with you. And so my prayer today, my show today, I'm asking God to send me water walkers. People who say, I'm tired of playing it safe. I'm tired of just doing something because everybody else do it. I want to step out in a new ministry. I want to step out and go for my house and home. I want to move to a new city. I want to go beyond me looking for a man in a bar and just trust God for God to send me the right man. I'm tired of looking for the wrong woman in the wrong place. I want to stand in faith and watch God send me the right woman. See, when you start to want to step out in faith, that's called a water walker. And when you get in this rim and you start walking in this type of lifestyle, something spiritually in you kicks in and you start seeing things through God's eyeglasses. You start seeing things the way God wants things to be seen. And you realize that the very sustenance and the very sustaining you walk in is only by the kingdom of God. Oh, what a way to live. Oh, my God. And it's not foolish living. It's a peaceful lifestyle, because you know if your job collapses, or if you get laid off, or if someone unjustly does you wrong, or they try to spoil your name or try to come against you, there's a supernatural endowment that's keep you above the water. When you look at the book of Matthew chapter 14, starting at verse 22, it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead on the other side while he dismissed the crowd, all right? And the Bible says that he went into the mountainside by himself to pray until the evening was come, probably from 6 p.m. to about 2 a.m. in the morning. He was there all alone, and then about the second watch or third watch of the night, all right, he saw the boat that was now buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Verse 25, during the fourth watch of the night, that's like 2 or 3 o'clock a.m. in the morning, fourth watch of the after Jesus Christ leaves all night prayer one-on-one with God up in the mountain, he went out to them walking on the lake, walking on the water. Now, this water is not calm water. It is a rough seawater on the lake. I was on this lake back in 2013, and I was on this lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. Notice the folks that sit in the boat and see you walk on the water, they become afraid. Now, you're not afraid. They're afraid. Isn't that amazing? You're walking in faith. You're not thinking about how God is going to take care of you. You're not concerned about how things are going with the president. You're not losing sleep. You're laughing at jokes. You're enjoying your life. You're enjoying vacation. You're enjoying living life day to day. And people are frightened for you because you don't seem to be so overly concerned about all the other stuff that folks that sit in the boat always focus on. It's like you live in two different worlds, the world of the water or the world of the boat. And I have learned by spiritual discernment that most of the people I live my life around or been around are boat sitters. They're not interested in launching. They like the comfort zone of just working for the man. They don't see themselves owning their own corporation. They don't see themselves becoming the next billionaire. They don't see themselves as becoming the first one to create an invention. They don't see themselves writing a book or trying something. If they try to do the same thing that their mama did, their grandmama did, their great grandmama did, that their daddy did, their granddaddy did, their great daddy did, or their friend did, why are we always limited to the last example that was only producing at a 30-fold level? I want to look at someone who was producing far beyond their means, something that was never done before, and say, I'm going to step out there and do something that I think is crazy. I might get wet doing it. I might not hit the mark exactly, but my faith is going to give substance to what I dream and hope for. Now, why does that work in Las Vegas? Why does that work in Atlantic City, but don't work in the body of Christ? We don't take any risk. We don't even try to believe God to raise the dead. We don't even believe God to heal cancer. We don't take any risk unless we are so sure that something is going to work before we try it. That's not how faith works, baby. Faith is the arm that moves things around in the spirit world that will finally manifest physical material if you dare to stick with it, if you think like it. That's why I call it the psychology of the water walker versus the psychology of the boat sitter. So there's a study of the boat sitter that justifies staying in the boat of comfort. And then there's a study of the water walker who studies how to walk on water. And you got both of these stories going on at the same time in this story. Because in verse 25 of chapter 14, during the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking in their direction, I'll add that, they were terrified. And they said, it is a ghost. They said they cried out for fear. Now, there could be a few reasons why they cried out, because you know it's kind of dark, so they probably saw his silhouette. And you got to ask yourself a question. I taught this many times. How high was Jesus above the water as he was walking? Ghosts fly. So he had to be high and lifted up. He couldn't have been walking around on top of the water. He would have gotten swallowed up by the waves. So his body had to be highly elevated. And he's walking quite naturally like he would be walking on ground. He's walking on water. Jesus Christ is operating in the 100-fold level, which is exceedingly abundantly above more than you can ask, think, dream, or imagine. So he is operating in a world and a realm that terrifies the boat sitters. Now, this is what I'm going to show you. And this is church folk. Jesus preaches a sermon. Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I am he. Don't be afraid. Now, here's one of the reasons why people psychologically will never do anything historical for the body of Christ, because fear grips them. And keep in mind how you spell fear, F-E-A-R. Inside of fear is the word ear. So fear listens for your excuses to quit. Fear listens to, it'll never work. Fear listens to stuff like, I know someone else that tried it and they lost everything. See, fear always listens for words of defeat. So that's why when fear comes around Pastor Mike, I start feeding him information like this. I'll be the first one. I'll be the first billionaire. I'll be the youngest 60-year-old that retired. I'll own property in all over the United States of America. I have my own plane, my own train. See, I talk like this every day, and I step out, and I live on top of the water. Now, anytime I sink and I get wet, I go back to the boat, dry off, and I step out again. You're not going to get me to make friends with the boat. And I'm not going to live according to your limitation into what you used to do and how it didn't work for you. And I read when someone else tried it, it failed. Well, I am the one that will step out there and take that risk to get wet, because I'm not going to be bound to a three-dimensional world. I belong to the fourth dimension. I belong to a world that's beyond my physical senses. And in that invisible world, there are angels. There are things that God sends on my behalf that cannot be observed by the physical sight. Think about this, Pastoric. Think about this, Matthew McDuffie, my cousin. Think about this, Clark. Think about this, Bishop. Jesus is walking on the water like it's normal. But the people that see him walking on water, they think it's abnormal. But Jesus walking on the water think you're abnormal by not being normal by walking on the water. See how they both see things two different ways? God bless you, Terry Folks, one of the greatest friends I had growing up at Madison Avenue. God bless you and your daughter. And that some of us actually are a faith step away from doing something that is abnormal. People who tried to do things that are abnormal will scare the hell out of people who think normal. I want you to write this thing down and don't miss what I just said. People who attempt to do the abnormal will scare the hell out of people who don't ever want to take anything to an abnormal level. People who do things normal will always think the one that's abnormal is crazy. But the one that's abnormal will think about the normal one, you crazy. Because I'm not going to live this life living it like everybody else. Think about this, man. Think about your history makers. Think about your history breakers. Think about your history shakers. It's the one that does it first. It's the one that does it beyond what anyone else does. That's the one that lodges in people's minds. Normal is normal to normal people. I just said something powerful. The abnormalities or those that are abnormal shock the normal. In your mind, someone who attempts to open up a company, run a radio station, produce a movie, write a book, open up your own clothing line, attempt to have a child when the doctor tells you you couldn't get pregnant. See, these are what you call taking a faith risk to get out the boat of the normal. And there's some of you watching me on Mike Live and those listening to me on the radio station. I don't know if I got a commercial break or not. Let me know. 2 minutes from my first commercial break. Are people who do not like to take a risk. And these are boring people. These are people who will complain about life. I don't have enough. I don't have enough money. I have no resource. I never take vacation. Nothing ever goes right. And you check out their track record. They're used to sitting in the boat. They do the same old thing every day. They don't ever take a risk. They don't ever step out and try something different. They don't have. That's why, you know, and I know people get mad when I make these statements. I see why folks play lotto. I see why folks play the numbers. I see why folks go to Atlantic City, because something in them wants to take a risk, want to step out and try something different. I'm not justifying it. I'm showing you that faith supposed to be the thing that takes you into realms that people are not used to. Jesus is walking on the water like it's normal during a storm. And the person sitting in the boat think that Jesus walking on the water is too abnormal for them. I got 1 minute left before my first break. When I come back from my first break, I'm going to break this story down and show you why people who walk by faith is more normal than people who sit in the boat. We'll come back.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you're looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Call free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program, DDVRadio.com.
Okay, we're back to the Mike Radio Show. Welcome again to www.mikebroadcastddb.com. I thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Mike Live 1029, the psychology of the water walker versus the boat sitter. I've been talking on my radio phone, but I'm also on my DDV radio at www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And if somebody want to call in for prayer today, it's 973-925-4559. If you've been stuck in your boat and you want Pastor Mike to pray for you, you can call in at 973-925-4559. And I pray for you. And you'll be able to get some prayers to get you getting out that boat. My job is to turn the boat over. Some of you have made friends with that boat. And in your mind, you've justified being stuck. In your mind, you justify, I'm not getting on no boat and get wet. I'm going to sit right here. Yo, Peter shouldn't get out the boat anyway. See, folks who want to justify staying in the past always makes the one that step out in the future think there's something wrong with them. When the core reality is something wrong with you because you want to stay inside the boat. See, in your own mind, you justify disobedience. You've justified living normal as it is pleasing in God's sight, and it might not be. Well, look what it says here in verse 27. But Jesus immediately said to the 12 disciples, take courage. It is me. Don't be afraid. And then Peter does something that makes me laugh, and I want to say this over and over. He's not quoting from the Mosaic Law. He's not quoting from the first five books of the Pentateuch. He's quoting from his heart. And he asks a asinine question. First of all, he said, Lord, if it is you, well, listen, Peter, Jesus has told you it's me. But he asks a question that automatically deserves a yes answer. If it's you, tell me, watch this, if it's you, tell me to come out on the water. Now, this is deep. If it's you, Lord, let me come to you on the water. And all Jesus said was, come. He don't say, well, only Jesus can do this. Only God can do this. Only Emmanuel can do this. He said, if you want to get out of here, come on. See, the kingdom of God and his miracles and his power will open up to the individuals who psychologically have in their mind, I refuse to stay in the boat and live like the 11 of you. I'm getting out and do something that people thought could never be done. See, when you start living like that, that alone will scare people. It will chase people away because they're not used to someone saying, I'm not living like that. I refuse to continue to pass poverty down to 3 and 4 generations. I'm not living like that. No, I'm not. I'm going to make my family rich. We're going to be rich enough to pass down generation wealth. I'm not waiting for the rapture. I'm not waiting for Christ to crack the sky because my grandson, Todd, is only 8 months year old. He got to grow up. I want to make sure he's taken care of. When you start walking on the water, change your mind, renew your mind with the word of God. It is possible to step in the realms of faith development if you take the risk. And he that is spiritual judgeth all things. But he that only thinks natural think that spiritual things are foolish. See, and I can give you one miracle after another miracle after another miracle based on my faith to step out and to believe when all others said it was impossible. It cannot be done. I can give you one miracle after another miracle. I'm going to write books, movies about it. I'm going to have stuff about my life going to blow people's mind because people always count you out. You can't make it. It won't be done. You're not tall enough. You're not short enough. You have enough education. You need a degree. All these things we've been lied to. And all you need is just a mustard seed of faith to step out of an area of comfort and move into things that folks thought would never could be done. I'm that guy. I've always been that guy. And though folks may never come out and celebrate and honor me, it doesn't matter no more because I've been to the mountaintop and I've already been to the other side. And God told me, Pastor Mike, keep going. God is cheering me on. I got folk in the book of Hebrews on the other side that's cheering me on. People in the other room that's clapping for me. Said, come on, Pastor Mike. Your faith is kicking in. Keep on. And I believe in God for something for over 21 years that's manifested right before my eyes. And I'm celebrating it. I've been a water walker for years. And I've gotten wet. I've sunk because of it. I've gotten wet because of it. But I'll tell you this. You'll never say I kept dry clothes. Because I believe that if you're going to walk in the supernatural, if you're going to do something that contains the impossible, you must be willing to get wet. You must be willing to be laughed at by your friends, forsaken by others. But you got to keep going and don't get bitter at them. Don't get mad at them. Just say, you don't understand where I'm at. You can only judge from the position of sitting in a dry boat. I can judge you because I'm in the spirit realm, and I can look back and say, if you knew what I knew, you would get out here too. Well, he says, come. And the Bible says, then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. This is deep. Jesus is operating in the 100-fold productivity of the kingdom of signs, wonders, and miracles, called the working of miracles. And Jesus is walking on the water like he's walking on cement, like he's walking on the ground. This is normal to Jesus. He operated in a realm that's blowing my mind. Peter sees Jesus do this and says, I want to make an attempt to do like Jesus. This is where you find out who wants to get out the boat. You have to make an attempt to do it like Jesus do it. You have to make an attempt to put your faith on display. You have to make an attempt to try something that's never been done before. I'm going to share this miracle with you. And I know people heard it before, but I'm going to share it again because I like when folks say I heard it before. I'm going to tell you again because faith come by hearing. Close to 6-7 years ago, I attended a high school college fair. And it was a small Christian college in the back of this large coliseum called Pillar College. And I remember walking up to the back up to this college and said, you know what? I like this Christian college because it's not only a college that's Christian, but it's also Middle States accredited. And it has some degrees that are for this world's life system, not just religious degrees, biblical. It got psychology, business. I said, you know what? I want to get my degree in psychology. I got about 60 credits from Passaic County Community College. I like to transfer. And I said, I'm not only want to enroll, I want to bring that college to Patterson. Now, this college was only in Newark and Somerset. And I initiated a challenge. I said to the brother named Dominic, my Italian brother, my bald head Italian brother who I love so much. And I said, come to my house. Let's get this college to Patterson. Now, Dominic was just like me. We took a risk. We had not got permission from the college, from the president, from the board. We said, let's bring the college to Patterson. And you know that we fought for close to 7 years to bring a 4 years accredited college to Patterson, a religious college, because we got out the boat. We didn't listen to folks that they'll never do this. That'll never end up like this. Who are you? You don't even have your degree. And you black. You got braids in your hair. You white hanging with a black man. See, all of them excuses come to naught when you step out in faith. And we stepped out. And today, that four-year college is an official independent college in the city of Patterson. The only four-year college in Patterson since William Patterson. Stable, fixed, not just a satellite school, but a real full 4-year college in Patterson called Pillar College. Middle States accredited, which means these credits are transferable to any 4-year college in New Jersey. And let me also say it is the only Christian college with the highest level of accreditation. And we don't only offer religious courses, we offer business courses and psychology and also communication, K-3 to 6th grade grammar school education. Also a blend program. You can learn in Spanish and get your degree the first 2 years and then blend in some English courses after your second year. Biblical studies. You can also go to college while you're in high school. This is all because I stepped out the boat. I didn't listen to people. You know, and because of that, we've had two graduating classes. I am responsible along with Dominic. And I don't take credit because it's God that I'm showing you. Nothing happens until you get the mindset of I'm going to do something for the very first time. I repeat this over and over. He that comes in second is the first one to lose. So a lot of times when people come in second, no one remembers who lost the Super Bowl. They remember the one that won the Super Bowl, the one that does it first, the one that gets out and does it first, that tries it the first way and does it in the most unique fashion. That's the one that people talk about. And this is what people don't like. People are bound in the boat because they're afraid they might lose. They might get wet. They might be talked about. People might leave them. If these are the reasons that keep you from walking in faith in the kingdom, you will never produce at the level that Jesus Christ produced. And the Bible says that Peter got out the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. Now, here is where the problem comes. But when he saw the wind, you can't see wind. You feel when. What he saw was his mind coming back to him. How am I out here? I'm a fisherman by trade. There's nothing under my feet. See, normal starts to set in. So the normal way of thinking robbed him of his abnormal walk. So sometimes when you start thinking in the natural, it robs you of the supernatural. Peter had jumped out there in his own mind and spirit and was in the supernatural by faith. But when he started to observe the wind and started to see it, because you only can feel it, but see it, he started to imagine this can't be possible. And all of a sudden, the ability to walk on the water began to make him sink. And the Bible says, Lord, save me. And verse 31 says, if I'm correct, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and then said to Peter, you of little faith, why did you start doubting? Now, I thought personally, that's kind of hard on the brother because I thought you'd be like saying, well, thank God you walked on the water. None of them did it. But Christ was very hard on Peter because he knew that Peter had the capacity to not only walk on the water, but hold hands with Jesus and walk back to the boat without having sink one time. Because Peter was always the one to put his foot in his mouth to step out there. There's some of you who have the capacity and the potential to do great things. But because you're bound by the opinion of your so-called friends and your low-level thinking church folk, and folk will only play it safe, they will always call you crazy and kooky. But for the person that gets out the boat and decides to attempt to walk on water and keep your eyes and mind and faith focused on Jesus, you will walk in a realm that's abnormal to others but is normal to you. That's the realm I live in. I've been doing this since the age of 17. And from 17 to the age of 54, I've always walked by faith and not by sight. I can give you stories from crash crew softball. We didn't have money for uniforms. Don't know where the money's coming from. I would go in stores and get the t-shirts and put this stuff and money would just come. I used to park cars inside of place to get fixed with no money. And if I fixed my car, by the time the car was fixed, stuff would open up for me. And God said, that's how I formed you to get out of the boat. Don't become comfortable with people who never attempted nothing great. Nothing. Nothing. Jesus was able to walk on water like it was normal. Peter started practicing walking on water like it was normal, but he had not spent enough time in practice. So when fear come, fear stole his faith, doubt set in, and his faith became what I call decapitated. And faith no longer operates, so the natural came back, and so he started to sink in the water. But the Bible here says in verse 32, but when they climbed back into the boat, the wind died down. I want you to see this, y'all. The wind died down after they, by faith, got back in the boat. The water walker will calm winds down just by walking by faith. Let me tell you something. The storm may have started because you walked by faith. But if you stay in faith long enough, that same storm will calm its butt down if you stay in faith. Let me warn some of you. Some of you started out in faith. You started out believing. You got hurt. You got disappointed. You got wet. And so you quit and went back to normal. You went back to the Jewish Mosaic type of worship. You went back to the law, the these and the thous and church duties. But it was a time you believed God and you stepped out there. You sung by faith. You worshiped by faith. You went out by faith. And God, I need that person back. I need the psychology of the wet water walker, not the dry boat sitter. I need you to start producing again at 60 and 100 fold. Stop going back to the 30 and less fold. I need you to get out the boat, take the risk and go for it. I'm talking to Kenneth Allen. I'm talking to Elder Cornelia Ann Jacob. I'm talking to Elder Crystal Collin. I'm talking to Terry Folks. I'm talking to Pastore Perina. I'm talking to Matthew McDuffie. I'm talking to Theologia Dukes Clark. Stop making friends with the boat, because that boat can trick you to make you think that this is the best that you can do. Not me. I'm not making friends with the boat. They either come with me or either you leave me, I'm going for mine. I'm telling you, these are things that happen if you step out and you believe. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith will form something if you dare to step out on it. And there is where I notice where miracles happen, where things unfold. Let me show you another miracle. I said to my wife, I'm going to take us away for our 19th year anniversary. And we only had enough money in our tank for gas and for food to get to my speaking engagement that Sunday night. On that Sunday night, because I took a faith risk to get out the boat, I believed God would take care of me. And that Sunday afternoon program, that church blessed me. And guess what? That was my water walking blessing. I could have been the dry boat sitter and justified not leaving. Well, I don't have enough money. I'm not going. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to save money. And I went for mine. And God blessed me on that Sunday. Able to spoil my wife for 5 days, get rest, recover my body from sickness and disease, get rest in my mind to come back to try it again. See, you never know what will manifest until you step out there and you try it and stop making excuses for being lazy and what someone did to you and what shoulda and what coulda and what woulda. Well, I had a bad relationship. Well, get another one. Well, I had a divorce. Well, so what? Join the party. What does it matter? Get up and get moving. Get up, get out the boat, and stop making excuses. You know, it's funny, as I was battling for the establishment of Pillar College, the Lord said, you're going to go on and get your master's and your doctorate in psychology. And I said, Lord, you know how much that's going to cost? God said, what does that matter? You never have no money anyway. That's what God told me. He said, when you go, your faith is your currency. Get out there and go, and I'll take care of you. If you know that God is supplying the ability for me to return to school, and to explain these things to the boat sitter is a waste of time. And I've learned that you're going to run into types of people you cannot share this intimate knowledge with because they can't take you. There is a face that God will give you that you can't show to everybody. And sometimes you can only show people you're behind. And sometimes you can only give folks your distance. And some folks you got to totally avoid because they're disposition, their facial structure, their words will try to rob you of your miracle. And I know this is difficult for folks to get, but when I studied the Gospels, there were a lot of times Jesus did some stuff. I'm like, God, Lord have mercy, Jesus. That wouldn't be in class one-on-one for church growth. Call Peter a devil. He said, no one have faith like this Roman soldier in all of Israel. I said, God, Lord Jesus, you just, whoa. He always stepped out of the boat of comfort to go for the supernatural and the impossible. My question today, as you listen to www.mikebroadcastddv.com, what are you doing that made you so comfortable that you're dying in your potential? You're dying in your capability. You're dying in only a level in your life or loosening your life based on the money that's in your bank account. You might be richer than the money that's in your account, if that is a word. You might have more wealth than you can even count according to your bank account. But your faith is great. Your faith believes God. Your faith becomes your currency. And once you step out in faith, stuff starts to happen that blows your mind. Glory be to God. And I said to myself, God, if you only will keep me encouraged with the right people, Lord God, I'm willing to follow you. Let me tell you this, and this is another deep story. I've read a lot of times people have been talking about, you know, how the law enforcement is working against the black community and how in all cities, law enforcement is so satanic, so demonic. Not in Patterson, because I'm at the table with the chief of police and the captains, and if something is wrong, I bring it to their forum. I bring it on the table. I talk about it. I go at it. Now, I may not be in the newspaper. I don't go have to tell everything on Facebook, but I take a faith risk to step out there and bring corrective measures to the police department. And you know what they say? We got to do better. Captain Reyes, Brother Prince, Captain Murray, Reverend Marcus, the Safe City Initiative, I'm Initiative. Listen. If you don't step out the boat, someone will suck you to believe that being quiet is justified. That's not Pastor Mike. That's not me. You know, it's funny. Back in 1996, I started wearing my hair in braids. All right. And I really believe it was God's plan for me to wear my hair in braids. And this is what God told me. He said, you're going to wear your hair in braids as a sign of a spiritual Nazarite. And wearing your head in braids reminds you of the promises I made to you, because what I made to you, these promises will come to pass no matter how long it takes. I need you to trust me when you can't trace me. And that promise started back in 1996. Mighty Sons of God Church was launched in 1997. And now in 2017, for the first time in probably 20-something years, I'm starting to see a major thing unfold before my eyes. But in the midst of that 21-year journey, there were signs and wonders and miracles and things that God did along the way. And that journey helped to increase my faith. And while I went through this journey of walking on the water, I met new friends. I met a friend named Joe DeFranco. I met a sheriff. I met mayors. I met city councilmen. I laid hands on governors, prophesied over mayors, prophesied over counselors, helped play a role in keeping the Passaic County Jail open, helped saving the jobs of sheriff officers in the county, stood in the face of people who opposed me and still told them the truth, no matter if it cost me my job. See, you must be willing to get out the boat to walk on the water. Now, you're going to make people angry. They're going to talk about you. I got 5 minutes left. They're going to say things about you, because usually people sitting in the boat are quite envious or jealous or scared of you because you dared to go out there and try something they was afraid to do. Sometimes people don't like you because they want to be you. Write that down. Sometimes people don't like you because they wish they were you, because they wish they had your boldness or wish they had the ability to go for it. Because most folks have become restricted because they're so concerned about the opinion of others. That's why your circle of friends is small. You can't tell everybody everything that you're doing. And some stuff, you got to be quiet, because no use trying to communicate the language of wet water walkers with dry boat sitters. And sometimes you have to know what to say to people, what not to say to people. And I learned sometimes I keep conversations short with dry boat sitters because they never understand. Some stuff, you waste your time trying to explain to people why you gave $1,000 or why you sold that seed or why you gave that house away. Or why did God tell you to pay for that man's meal? Or why all of a sudden you have to go do something for someone when they don't even, treated you right? Because love is powerful. When you give someone that's undeserving another chance, something happens to you. See, people sitting in boats don't understand it. They don't understand this type of lifestyle. So stop stressing yourself out. Try to explain everything that you're doing. Now, to every faith walk, there's a balance. And God will give you people who you can bounce things off to keep you balanced. And I have that balance. I hear people talking, because I don't, with you. I have a spiritual dad. I have people I pray with. I have a family that says, Pastor Mike, that's what you do, man. Keep doing it. And I love that. I love that. And when I'm suffering for my faith, when I'm falling short because my faith, I pray, and God always give me guidance what to do next. Oh, my God. And he always gives me the right person to talk to. He that is led by the Spirit of God or the sons of God. Now, I got less than 3 minutes, and I want you to hear me closely. I am going to be all day on Mike Live sharing prayers for those of you who have gotten comfortable in your past, or gotten comfortable in the boat of a job, or gotten comfortable in doing something because you're just good at doing something. I want to tip the boat over. I want to kick you out the boat, get you out the nest, and make you take a step towards your water walking dream. I'm prophesying to those in the I Am Initiative that Rashante Porter will move towards Genesis Ministries. Minister Jane will move towards More Than Meets the Eye. Reverend Marcus Marketing Ministries will grow. And PC Ministries, Evangelist Dr. Peggy Cook. And Lisa Brown Heart to Heart Ministries. And Mom Collins Mom Ministries. And Pastor Tim McQuarrie Youth Might and whatever God lay in your heart. And Minister Spencer and Brother Anthony Monique Soar Ministries. Listen, it's time to push you to your greatness. Pastor Melanie Gleaves, Angels Watch Me International Church, where I got to push you out of the boat to walk on the water. I got to begin to close. I do invite you to come out on tomorrow morning to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, 5 through 5 Broadway in Paterson, New Jersey, 07514, 9 o'clock a.m. to 11:30 a.m. I'll be sharing tomorrow. Go to my GoFundMe account and support me, or send an offering to 447 East 23rd Street, Paterson, New Jersey, 07514. And I always want to release a special anointing to those watching me Mike live and those listening to me at www.mikebroadcastdtv.com. As I close in prayer, Lord God, release a special anointing that the dry boat sitters would turn into wet water walkers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored,